In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge that this podcast is being recorded on the traditional lands of the Kulin Nation. We pay respect to the elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations peoples listening today.
Hello and welcome to the CTK podcast. I am your host, Abraham, and today I'm joined by Caleb.
Hello.
And we're going to be talking about STEM and fighting boredom. Later in the show, you'll hear from Mercy and Haley, as well as Emmanuel and Rye, who have some great things to talk about. If you like the show, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating or a review on Apple and Spotify. But for now, please enjoy the show. For STEM, we are learning about microbits. In this subject, we are coding mini computers called microbits, which work just like a real computer. We are divided into partners, and we have to do different levels of the microbits. With the microbits, we can sense light level, temperature, and many other things. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, which is all put into working with the microbit.
A microbit is a small computer roughly the size of a big chip. The microbit has multiple little contraptions, like a small assortment of light bulbs that can project patterns and words. The microbit has a speaker, 3 control buttons that can be used to start different codes by downloading a code to one of the 3 main control buttons. It also has different sensors, like the movement sensors, light level sensors, pressure sensors, and many more. Block coding is a very simple concept where you put a command in the form of blocks together in an order and the microbit will follow those commands. Those commands can make your microbit put a light show on, create sounds and even voices, sense light, and much more. You can even make custom command blocks. You can download those commands to the microbit. And if you press one of the 3 command buttons and put in one of the commands, the downloaded command will be activated.
For microbits now, we are learning to use the Smart City Kit. The microbit Smart City Kit is like having a mini city that you can make completely rely on technology to make everyday things even more accessible with technology in your mini city in a fun and inventive way that is extremely engaging and just the right amount of challenging. Microbit Level 1 is what's preparing us for the Smart City, and everything we learned from Microbit Level 1 we can use in the Smart City. Block coding is also what we use for Smart City.
What do you find challenging?
Mostly what I found challenging was starting off with Microbit Level 1, because it was a bit hard because I didn't have any prior knowledge or experience. Once I got the hang of it, it got more fun and easier. What about you, Caleb?
When I was working on the smart agriculture, like there was like a bunch of these pieces and like wires. And when I was like looking into the videos closely, I was like getting confused and like what wires, because there was some wires that were missing and like I didn't know where to put it. But if I asked like the teacher, and she helped me, and I was like starting to get the hang of it too. Like I watched the video closely with my partner, and once we started to assemble it, it's starting to like work better, I guess.
Yeah, same with me. When I had trouble with the microbit smart home kit, we told the teacher, and she told us to be like inventive and resourceful. So we went to the recycling bin and found a cardboard box, which we made into the house, and we made a little door out of cardboard, which was really fun. What has your experience been like, Caleb?
My experience has been great. I think there's some challenging bits. If you're beginners, definitely there's going to be some challenging bits. But my experience has been fun. I think it's helped a lot if you want to be an engineer or something. Yeah.
Has it been fun for you?
Definitely it has been fun for me. I think the fun bit is like just being in a team, like working with your partner and like talking about like the different things, like how great has it been. What about you?
It's just like what we're doing now. But for me, the fun bit was like how we got to do it ourselves, like how we did trial and error and we did it at our own pace. Mm-hmm. That's really fun. Okay, so that's it for STEM. Now our discussion of choice, tips to kill boredom. Caleb, why don't you start us off?
Boring!
So, one way to kill boredom is listen to the CTK podcast. I mean, who doesn't want to?
For me, what I find really fun is building a pillow fort out of like blankets and chairs and even put a mattress under it.
Yeah. The second thing I do mostly is reorganize my room. I think it's really nice to organize my room because it feels like you have a new room and it's much more fresh and cleaner and you can do more stuff in it. Like if your room is like messed up or in something, like there's no space for you to do really anything. But if you like clean it, you get productive. You don't have to worry about like tight spaces or anything. Yes.
That's really different for me. I don't really like cleaning my room at all, but sometimes I do when it gets a little too bad. But other times when I get bored, I do cooking or baking, which like at first usually doesn't go right most of the time. But when it does, it's really fun to see how it tastes, how it looks, and try to present it.
What's the thing you cook that's like the hardest?
For me, it's probably sushi.
Sushi, yeah.
Because the first time, somehow burnt it, and it looked like a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can get that too. Because sometimes I try to like cook, and I look it up on like anything, and I was like, okay, this looks easy. And when I actually try it, it's actually like so hard. You think it would be easy, but it's actually pretty hard.
Yeah, because like the people on the video, like they're like professional chefs, yeah, or something like that. They have experience. So what's your third tip for killing boredom?
This is my favorite one, probably, is to have a movie night and eat snacks. I do this mostly when I'm stressed because I feel like it helps you, like, calm down. You just, on a Sunday, you watch a movie and then, like, you can tell your friends all about it. Like, they can do it too. It can help them calm you down and stuff. Yeah, I think, and I also like food. I think it's helped the most because sometimes I'm, like, stressed because I'm a very busy person. Like, not that busy, but I think if I watch a movie, maybe like, okay, we'll calm down and I'll just watch a movie and then I'll relax and then it'll be fine.
So what movies do you watch? Then what snacks do you eat?
Ooh, my snacks, probably Sour Patch Kids. They're my favorite.
Yeah, I love them too.
And the movie, really anything. Like, anything like fantasy or like, yeah, anything fantasy. I love fantasy.
Yeah, me too. Like, fantasy and adventure, those are my favorite. So for me, my third one is reading, which I try to stay to my genres a bit. But sometimes when I get out of my genres, it's really fun. Like the genres that I always stay with is fantasy, adventure, but sometimes I go with like science and like sci-fi stuff. What about you? What are your favorite genres?
Probably murder mystery. I don't know what, like, it's just addicting. Like, it's like there's a suspense where, like, who is it? Like, why and stuff? Like, predicting, you know?
Okay.
What are some books you would recommend for the people at home?
Some books I would recommend. You put me on the spot here, Caleb. So one book that I really liked as a kid was Cat in the Hat. Cat in the Hat. Because it was, like, really rhymey and fun. And it was, like, very lighthearted. But some books that I like now are things like Percy Jackson by Rick Riordan. I think I'm saying that right. And basically all the books by him.
Yeah, I try to get, like, to read more, like, thick books, you know? Cause, like,
yeah, like chapter books.
Yeah. I think if I read more of those, then I'll starting to get the hang of it. And I'll, like, read more and it'll help me, probably.
Yeah, maybe, like, you should start off small and then, like, eventually go up and up and up until you can...
Yeah.
Until you get something really big, like Harry Potter.
Yeah. Okay. That's it for me and Abraham. Now over to Mercy and Haley.
Thanks very much, Abraham and Caleb. This is Mercy and Haley, and we're going to be talking about...
maths. So, what are our favourite arithmetic operations? Mercy, what's yours?
Mine's multiplication, because it's easy to, like, memorise. It helps you with division and... fractions.
I like multiplication too because it's like not only used to do multiplication but divisions, fractions and more. Multiplication helps us find the total of numbers really like quickly.
So now we're going to be talking about what we have been learning about in maths.
So we've been learning about symmetry, rotation and like flipping. So let's say we have a shape and then you cut a line down the middle, and then the two of the shapes have to be like the same or else it's not going to be symmetrical. For the rotation, one quarter turn is 90 degrees, two-quarter turns is 180 degrees, and three-quarter turns is 270 degrees, and then a full rotation is 360 degrees. For flipping, it's like a mirror image. If you, like, flip it, you can flip it sideways or downways. If you flip it sideways, you get the opposite shape, and then if you flip it downways, you get the opposite shape as well. So, yeah.
Now we're going to be talking about the zoo.
What are our favourite animals at the zoo? Mercy, what's yours?
Mine's a giraffe because, like, it's tall and, like, they're really fast and, like, dangerous.
Mine's a meerkat because it's, like, very cute and then it's very alert and very attentive. I think, like, meerkats have distinct warning alerts because it's, like, it, like, guards the whole group and, like, warns it for danger and, like, they can run.
That's cute.
If there's danger, you know.
Have you been going to the zoo recently, Hayley?
So I think about, yeah, last year, my family and I, we went on a bus and then, like, we got to the Werribee Zoo. And then we waited for the safari bus. When I saw the safari bus, it was, like, very big and then, like, it had giraffe prints all over it. And then we were very lucky, my brother and I, because, like, we got to sit at the, like, front seat next to the driver so we can see, like, the animals very closely. So the first animal that we saw was an emu. It's like, I've never seen, like, an emu very close up to me before. So next I saw a zebra. It had, like, lots of friends and, like, they were eating, and then I saw what they were eating and it was, like, very weird.
I have a fun fact. Zebras can run up to 65 kilometers per hour. It's, like, faster than emu.
Cool. So now the next animal I saw was Mercy's favorite animal. Can you guys guess what that was? Drumroll, please.
A giraffe.
It's very funny because the owners of the zoo, they, like, put the giraffe's food on top of a tree and then the giraffe was just munching it and looking at me at the same time. So it's very funny. The next animal I saw was a hippo. It was, like, in the water. It was swimming, having so much fun. Oh, can I tell you guys? When I was little, I went to the zoo, right? And then my dad was holding me and then I saw this orangutan, I think, and then it had, like, a very red bottom, and then, like, I was always laughing and I was saying red bottom in my, like, language. Oh, actually, it wasn't an orangutan, it was a baboon. That's it from us. Now over to Rye and Emmanuel.
Thanks very much, Mercy and Hayley. This is Ryan and Emmanuel, and we're going to talk about Kelly Club.
Kelly Club is an outside-of-school LK program where students at CTK can go and before and after to play games, get to know each other, and eat delicious food if their parents are busy.
At Kelly Club, we play games like dodgeball, soccer, tag, and sometimes we get to go outside and play on the adventure playground. We also sometimes draw homework and different craft activities like drawing, painting, making snow, slime, and bracelets. One time I had a headache at Kelly Club and I was able to rest in the calming tent.
Kelly Club is usually in the hall when you come in the morning. You can have breakfast, play games, and hang out with Brittany and the other students from across the whole school.
I really like Kelly Club because it has lots of games like skipping ropes, and I love to skip. When I was in grade 1, I'd skip all the time.
It's a lot of fun. I love playing with my friends, and sometimes we get to cook with Brittany.
If you're interested in signing your child up for Kelly Club, all you have to do is call 044-7201-618 or visit www.kellyclub.com.au. You can also visit Brittany and the friendly staff or collect a flyer from outside the hall.
That's it for the show this week. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. You can also help us reach more people by leaving us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. or by telling a friend about the show.
Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time.